This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. Our show today is about women in science, their work, and the challenges they face. When Regan Causey Tudor was in high school, her physics teacher told her she didn't have a brain for science.
And I had been told by my college calculus TA that I wasn't that smart, and I just felt that that was what I was.
So even though she had considered following in her dad's footsteps, he's a doctor, Tudor decided to study art history. A few months after graduation, she got married to her husband, Jeff. They had three kids, and she was a full-time mom for a while. She opened her own business, and life continued pretty happily at that. But then, when she was 37 years old, Tudor began to rethink what those teachers had told her. She decided she might have a brain for science after all, and that she wanted to be a doctor.
It was a little bit scary to take those initial science classes. I worked very hard in chemistry the first course. I did every single problem in the college textbook, which is a lot of problems. And I loved that class so much because it's all problem solving, and there's never one answer how to get a result. And once I realized I was good at a class that, to me, had always been like the hardest class ever, the one that weeds out people from med school, it really made me think I could do it. When I started my post-bac, my son was in first grade and my girls were in third and fifth grade, so they were very little. I had a rule already in my house that in first grade, kids had to start packing their own lunches, and I just would drag my huge backpack with all my textbooks to every soccer field, swimming pool, whatever they were doing. I was there with my books when I wasn't in school. I do feel that especially my girls were really inspired. I remember my oldest daughter in fifth grade being like, my mom's not home baking cookies. She's going to med school, girl power. You know, there's all this girl power and girls in STEM and all of this kind of stuff. And they were all for it. I think for Jeff, initially, it was really hard not to have me physically in the house. The house just exploded and got very messy. I don't know if anybody had realized how much I was constantly just picking up socks and jackets and shoes and keeping the dishes clean and things like that that just happened in the background. He wasn't ever resentful, and I'm really grateful for that. I've had a lot of moments that were really amazing. When I was a third year, I was really in the hospital for a lot of overnights. The first time we had a guy brought in who'd been shot four times. The resident there looked at me and could tell it was my first night on trauma. I had no idea what was going on. She said, you need to tell the OR they're coming. You need to go get in. You need to get ready. You need to scrub. We need all hands on deck. And it was an operation that took the entire night, and he survived. And my job as the student was to check on him every night, every day, change his dressings, be there as he got better.
Now her time in medical school is nearly over, and recently Regan Causey Tudor found out where she will be doing her residency. Here she is on Match Day. That's an annual orchestrated event where medical students from all over the country rip open envelopes at the same time that contain their fate.
Match Day is a big deal because you find out where you're going to train. Where you train really affects where you work after that, what kind of fellowships you have access to if you want to continue training. It's all about the people that you work with. It's really the culmination. I know graduation, I get the piece of paper that says an MD, but the getting this job today means that I am going to be somebody's doctor.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Like this, it just was felt from the second I interviewed there, like that was where I wanted to be and those were my people. And it's just like, I can't believe it.
Thank you.
It's in New York City. You did it?
Yeah, I got it. Congratulations.
That's Regan Causey-Tudor. She attends medical school at Temple University in Philadelphia, and now at the age of 43, she's about to start her residency at Jefferson University Hospital. Alex Stern produced this piece. And by the way, one of Tudor's daughters, Sylvie, is 16 years old, and now she also wants to be a doctor someday. Here's what she says about her mom.
I'm so proud of her. She's such a badass.